Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now we have a partly cloudy sky and 59 degrees. Pandemic numbers still rising. We've got that story. Sedgwick County Commission considers abortion clinic during its meeting, and we have an update on that as well coming up here in our news at 6 o'clock here with Steve and Ted. Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne gave an update on COVID-19 at Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commissioners meeting.
Director Byrne says the number of COVID-19 cases in the county continues to rise.
But as of yesterday, Kansas had 428 cases of COVID-19. Sedgwick County had 59 cases.
The director said around 16 people were tested Tuesday for coronavirus and that they expect those results no later than Thursday. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The number of reported cases in Sedgwick County has now increased to 64 and 501 cases across Kansas. Sedgwick County Commission has voted to send a letter to Governor Laura Kelly asking to stop abortion services at the Trust Women Wichita Clinic. Commissioner Michael O'Donnell asked for the move, saying that abortion services should be considered elective and not essential.
We're already putting people that are vulnerable, putting them in a potentially much more vulnerable situation by not knowing if these people practicing at the clinic have the virus, have come in contact with other people with the virus.
The measure passed 4-1 with Lacey Cruz voting against it. Governor Kelly said Tuesday that these clinics provide necessary health care to women across the state and therefore fall under essential business. Cases of coronavirus in Kansas continue to rise. Secretary of Health and Environment Dr. Lee Norman says more tests providing quicker results and more equipment are on the way, meaning more people can get tested.
That will allow us to do very fundamental work, which is pushing the analysis upstream, not to so preventing people from becoming ill from it. Until that time, social distancing is the name of the game.
More good news for Kansas. The Department of Justice announcing $3.2 million to help public safety agencies respond to calls during the pandemic. More states are taking tougher actions as the coronavirus continues to spread.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announcing a shelter-in-place order for the entire state effective Friday.
This action will ensure uniformity across jurisdictions for Georgia sheltering-in-place and help families and businesses be able to comply with its provisions.
Kemp also shutting down public schools for the rest of the year.
We will accept nothing short of a victory over this virus.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves issuing a similar order beginning Friday.
This will not be easy for anyone, but we believe it is the right course of action.
Reeves saying the goal is to prevent the state's healthcare system from being overwhelmed. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
At his daily briefing on the pandemic, President Trump explained why he hasn't issued a national stay-at-home order to help stop the spread of the virus.
There are some states that are different. There are some states that don't have much of a problem. There are some, well, they don't have the problem. They don't have thousands of people that are positive, or thousands of people that even think they might have it, or hundreds of people in some cases.
At least 34 states have issued stay-at-home orders to most or all areas. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Thursday morning.
So far in traffic this morning, things here in the Wichita area looking good. Traffic conditions are looking fairly good out there. And the gasoline prices, several more of those stations coming down to that low end that we've been seeing here in Wichita around 154. But haven't seen much change in that over the last couple of days. That's still that low end out there. Out by Andover, Andover and 21st Street in Andover have got 153 a gallon. There. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 70 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 37. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, 40% chance for rain and a high of 45. Now, right now, partly cloudy, 57 degrees, and it is a little breezy out there. We have a southeast wind gusting to 23 miles per hour. Steve, at 10 in the morning here, we had a mostly sunny, windy day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 73 degrees, a normal high for the date 63, so still a little warmer than normal for yesterday. Let's see, what else we got? On this date in 1912, the just-completed RMS Titanic, the unsinkable Titanic, left Belfast to begin its sea trials 8 days before the start of its ill-fated maiden voyage. So this wasn't the first voyage or the voyage across the ocean that ended with the sinking. This was the shakedown cruise 8 days before they started that ill-fated voyage. That's on this date, 1912. The mayor of Los Angeles has told everyone in the nation's second-largest city to start wearing masks to fight coronavirus, but California's governor isn't ready to take that idea statewide. Governor Gavin Newsom says he's focused instead on keeping people inside. He also announced the state may need 66,000 additional hospital beds, 16,000 more than previously forecast, to handle the crush of illnesses expected during the second part of May. So California now becoming another epicenter like New York, I guess, because we've got so many people all in one spot. That's one of the reasons, I'm sure. A train engineer intentionally drove a speeding locomotive off a track at the Port of Los Angeles because he was suspicious about a Navy hospital ship docked there to help during the coronavirus crisis. Federal prosecutors say the locomotive crashed through a series of barriers and fences before coming to rest more than 250 yards from the U.S. Navy hospital ship Mercy. This was on Tuesday. No one was hurt. The engineer, Eduardo Moreno, is charged with one count of train wrecking. I guess that is a charge. Train wrecking, not assault with a locomotive or anything like that. Train wrecking. Yeah, well, he got something into his head, and it seems like he went a little crazy there. A lot of people have been doing some strange things during the pandemic. Here you go. Last thing people worrying about, dwindling supplies of toilet paper. This is the last thing you want to hear. Yesterday, a tractor trailer hauling the hot commodity caught fire as it was being driven near Dallas. The crash shut down lanes of an interstate near Hutchins, Texas. More importantly, the teepee on the toppled trailer ended up on the road. Officials say the driver of the truck is fine. Same can't be said of the toilet paper, much of which burned up in the inferno. The rolls appear to be those
paper gold.
These were those super big ones, I guess, you find in restrooms at stores, restaurants and the like. I guess the real big ones. Not the little tiny ones that we use, but anyway, the tragedy of lost toilet paper. I had to check on my supplies. Our supplies yesterday, Ted, at my house, and my gosh, I got a pretty good supply in there. You know, at least one of those 16 packs in there, a little more than that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's not – we bought that a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And about 8 or 10 rolls of paper towels. Of course, when it comes to paper towels, you know, they've got those cloth ones that they work real good. Just taking a cloth towel and wiping things up and then wringing it out and starting over again. So,
how many things do you spill in your house? My gosh.
Not a lot, but, you know, my wife likes to, you know, walk around behind me with some paper towels.
Okay.
Just in case anything might happen, you know. Anything could happen, right, Ted? All right, this is day 9 of Sedgwick County stay-home order. And, yeah, how are you doing, Ted? You holding up in this thing? Get anything done yesterday at the house? Or just,
nope.
Just hiding out like everybody else, huh? Wow.
I think I went home and collapsed.
Mm. And it does. It may not sound like it, but doing this kind of work in the morning with this kind of thing going on is a little bit stressful. I mean, I don't know what my – let me see if my heart rate is up here. I got my new Fitbit watch here. Looks like I'm only doing about – gosh, I'm only doing about 69 beats.
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
Well,
you're 60, not doing anything.
60 resting, but, you know, if I were stressed, wouldn't it come up a little bit? Let's see. Don't see anything yet. Okay. Anyway, this new – I didn't think I was going to like this watch.
You didn't think you were
going
to like it?
I didn't think I was going to, but Shelly got it for me. Of course, there's a lot of stuff you can do that I'm not doing.
Are you warming up to it then?
I'm warming up to it. Yeah, I kind of like it. And supposedly, when you turn your wrist, the face will come up. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, well,
see, that's a 6:13.
See, you'll have carpal tunnel in six
yeah.
months
oh,
because
yeah.
of that.
I've already got
your elbow is going to start
tennis
hurting.
Elbow
yeah,
on
right.
the left over here. So if it is one thing, it's another. 6:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I've got to check in every night, every evening with my at least a phone call to my my son and my daughter in their houses to find out how their kids are doing on the homework. And apparently they're doing quite well doing a remote school type thing. Is this the way of the future?
I would say yes.
I mean, I'm not, I mean, this is temporary for now because I'm sure the schools are going to come back. But I mean, taking kids completely out of school and having them do everything? No.
Well, I mean, that's how junior colleges have been doing
yeah,
stuff
do
online
it.
For many years now.
That's
I think
right.
it's just a matter of time
well,
before it becomes much more prevalent,
yeah,
especially
courses,
given what we're doing now.
A lot of courses you can take that way. But, you know, again, it just it promotes the fact that we don't have people who know how to socialize and go face-to-face and react to each other. And this pandemic is making it worse, I guess, because now you don't have to ever leave your house or talk to anybody. And in this situation, now everybody wanting to go out and talk to everybody. So, I don't know. We're doing pretty good so far, I think. We've only been at this since, well, like I said, the order's only been in effect for 9 days. Of course, we're starting not ramping up what to do before that. So I don't know how long. What did you say you tracked this from?
March
the
11th is when
11th?
Things
that was
really
a,
started hitting the fan.
That was the day wasn't that the day I took off that day? I think it was off that.
Really?
The last 3 days of that week.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you
and
were.
Then I came in Monday morning, and this thing was starting to ramp up, and I said, what the heck? But, yeah, it's ballooned. We don't know where it's going to stop. We're going to keep you posted on everything we know here throughout the morning with Steve and Ted, as we always do, and we'll go from there. It is coming up on 6:18 now with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, and it's the time we usually do lead-off sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Well, we have some more honors for some of the Kansas Jayhawks. Of course,
good.
KU as a team ended up the overwhelming number one ranked team in the nation. Now some individual honors starting to pour in. Another one comes to KU junior Marcus Garrett, who was named the 2020 Naismith Defensive Player of the Year by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club. Garrett finished among the conference leaders in steals, averaging 2 a game. He averaged 4.5 deflections per game for the Jayhawks. Tough to get the ball around him.
Yeah.
So now there are 2 Kansas Jayhawks who have been named National Defensive Player of the Year.
Two of them, different competitions.
Yeah, Garrett with the Naismith Award, and of course, just a couple days ago, he told you about Udoka Azubuike winning the NABC National Defensive Player of the Year. So,
well, you know,
pretty good weapons to have in your quiver.
That's right. You go out and score 100 points a game, but if you don't play some defense, and KU is showing that.
Well, that's why they were really on a lockdown path to.
Yeah.
Having a special season underway.
Yes, sir.
And a couple more Jayhawks with honors. We just mentioned Azubuike as well as Devon Dotson, both named to the Wooden All-American team by the Los Angeles Athletic Club, who annually names the top 10 players in the nation.
Named after, of course,
John Wooden,
the great coach of UCLA.
That's an award that's been around for about 45, 50 years.
Wow.
So congratulations to all those individual Jayhawks picking up some of those awards as we get into that time of the year. Do have a couple of birthdays today to pass along to you. Former Wichita Wranglers pitcher Kurt Laskanik is 52 today. Pitched for the Wranglers in 93 and then went on to play for 11 years in the major leagues.
Wow, had a good career.
Mostly with the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
And late in his career, he did pick up a World Series ring with the Boston Red Sox.
Well, that's happened
in 2004.
That? Great.
And he also had a couple of years there with the Kansas City Royals.
I didn't know
former
that.
Wichita Wranglers pitcher Kurt Laskanik is 52 today. And we pay tribute to a sports guy and a broadcaster. One of our dear friends, Dave Phillips, is celebrating a birthday today. Dave is 59.
Is he really?
And so, you know, a guy that we've known for a long, long time. And when it comes to broadcasting, he was one of the best.
Yeah, amen. I echo that so much. Well, I admire Dave Phillips. I've known him since, I'm going to say, early 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, we've known him a long time. The Dave Phillips stories, when I worked at KFH in the old days, we bought the radio station WREN in Topeka, which was it'd been around forever. It was owned by, before that was by Alf Landon, who, of course, had been the governor. And Dave was doing a morning show up there, make a long story short. And I got to listen to him. I was going to Kansas City on vacation. I got to listen to him, and I was riveted for an hour and a half listening to that morning show. The guy was great. He and all his coworkers. It was great. He's a great talent.
Anytime he's on the air, it's good radio.
And when Dave starts telling a story, I've got to get him on this morning and let him tell a story. I don't know how to do that, but Dave, if you want to tell a story this morning, he probably has one he can tell about you, Ted. Dave Phillips. Now, where does he work? He works for
Saznak.
Saznak, which is Carlos O'Kelly's.
Which handles the restaurant business, including Carlos Kelly's. Yeah. Carlos O'Kelly's, yeah.
So if you see him, tell him Steve and Ted were talking about him, and he'll get a kick out of that. He loves to get a lot of attention. All right, Ted. 6:21 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Some tips on how to avoid the coronavirus. What else? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.